on Braisa Lishmule. He did not hear this Braisa. The Rashi said that in the Safra, since Rabbanim was a Sufik, whether it's Chayzer or not, which money, he did not hear this last Braisa. Now the Gemara says, Udishmuel, Mimai, Diyena, Mukhur. How do we know the Sayyidina Mukhur is not Chal at all? Umay is Chayzer, and then the money is it goes back. It's like a bit lamekach lagamri. Dilma maybe ain't a mechur. Maybe by yovel when you sell it, it's not called a good sale. Ain't a konami. But umayis matana. Maybe the money should remain like a matana. The money's like a present, and therefore he has a right. The moich has a right to keep the money. So Morris says no. And Morris says part of kashim. Maybe they have it the same way it should be. Amakadish achoisei. If somebody gets married to a sister, the yitman we learned over there. Ha-mekadesh ha-choysev, if a brother goes and marries his sister and gives her a ring. So Rav Amarav says, Moyes choysev, you get the money back. Like, you know, you can't marry your sister, the kedushin is bottle, and therefore you get the ring back. You get the ring back. So Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, no, no, Moyes matana, the ring that you gave your sister, she keeps it for matana. So even though the kedushin is bottle, but still we say, give the money for matana. Maybe you're also, if you sell your field on Yevil, someone gives you money for it, like he knows the Mechir is not Chal, and he means to give it to from Atano. So Mor says, Oh, Mulay Abai, the Rabbi Yosef, Abai says, Rabbi Yosef, my choses to kantin len lukeyach, kitsen adin dugumar. So the kitsen, pshat that's for Ravon, Ravon had a suffer to Akam. He did not hear the price, and he had a suffer to say, by Yevil, maybe the pshat is the money is not Chayzer, because maybe the money remains like a Matano. If Rabbanan, like I had a suffix, what should be the lacham if you sell your field on Yevil? That's what Shmuel says, the Mechir is not chal, do you get the money back or not? That was a suffix. The other Gemara says, Oh, Malay, Abai, Rabbi Yosef, my choses to kantim len lakeach. What do we say, lakeach loses out? Rashi says, Gadi, my choravda, because Lord says, sell your field to someone living with Lord. The Armenian would say, what? Well, he had rizvinim, lakeach does not get his money back. And the other goes out to Cheris. And the Lekeach loses out, so why do we make the Knaf on the Lekeach? Nitnesel Lemeichem. The one that sold him, he also did something wrong. He shouldn't have sold him to somebody in Chutzlaritz. So why don't we make the Knaf on the Lekeach? He should lose out. Or Malay, he answered back and said, Lav Ak for Ganef, it's not the mice. That's the Ganef, the robber. El Chura Ganef. It's the hole that's the Ganef. Rashi says, Ak for a mice. Hagoyne, if it steals something, Menech, he puts it. The chutz outside, he hides it someplace in a hole. The one that bent from the hole, he couldn't have stole it. So, Amalei lav akvagana velakuragana. He lav akvara. So Moshe says that no, but without the mice, chur minole. What would the chur do though? The chur by itself didn't do anything. So still the mice, it's still the meicher that's selling it. So chur should be the meicher's fault. He should be the knas should be upon him. So Moshe says no, the svar is true. It's a svar both ways. Both the Meicher did something wrong and the Lekeach did something wrong. So now the Svar is who do we make a Knas upon? Mistavra, the Echad Yisrael, Yisura, Kantinan. Wherever it is, that's where we leave it. So it says, Mistavra, the Svar is, again, Echad Yisrael, Yisura, Kantinan. Wherever the Yisrael is, that's where we make the Knas. But since right now the Yevid is by the Lekeach, in Chutzlaritz, therefore we give him the Knas that he has to free him and he loses out his money. Then it says in the Mishnah, that the lacha is when you sell your field, you can't buy it back unless the lekeach has 2 years worth of crops. Well, what's going to be hoysa shna shidafon? Let's say it was a year of a flood, or that you couldn't plant the field anyway. So the lacha is that's not included in the 2 years. It has to be 2 years that he could have planted. But then the Mishnah says, what about if he leaves it without planting, or else he plowed the field but he didn't seed it? Those years are included. So the Gemara asks, hash to havira. If Lekeach now left it empty, did not work on it at all, or the loist was called part of the 2 years, so Norimi Boi, in a case where he at least planted the field, isn't it for sure that he started to use, it's called like he used the field? So still, the Mechir could take it away after 2 years. So Mora says, no, Noritzakle, in a case with Lekeach, at least plowed the field, that's a Kiddush. Because otherwise, Sakata, the Chimin Rav, would have thought the ceremony lay. Lekeach has a right to say back to the Mechir. Habli demel, give me the money that I played, that I put in for the plowing of it. For this can take it. Kamash will know that the lekeach does not have a right to ask for the money of the plowing, and the merchant just takes it away. After 2 years, he redeems it back. And he only has a cheshbon how many years was supposed to be by to lekeach. But these 2 years that passed by, lekeach has no right to ask for any money at all. Not even for the money that he put in plowing the field. Then it says, Reb Lezer Weimer, Mochru Loi, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, and it was full of Teres, so he has a right to eat 3 years like of crops. So much like this, Tanya, Reb Lezer Weimer, Minayin, how do I know to say this? That Shemoch Rolo Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. If you sold your field to your friend right before Rosh Hashanah, before the new year, Malaya Teres, it was full of Teres, a good crop. Like you have no right to say back to the Lekech now when the Merchah goes to redeem it back 2 years later. And listen, Hanech Lefonai, you have to give it back to me with a full crop. Kederech Sheinafti Lefonecha, the same way I left the field to you when I sold it to you. It was full of crop, so you have to give it back to me also full, and you cannot cut off the last year's crop of the 2 years. Talmud Lema, this is learned on all. The Pasuk says, V'mispah Shnei Tvuas Yimoch Lecha. With the years, the mispa shnei tvus. So we dash in pomim sometimes, shatoichol shalosh tvus. Lekech has the right heat, like 3 crops. Vishtei shonim, out of the 2 years that he holds on to it. So Rashi says, the mispa shnei tvus, mashma kol tvus shevishtei shonim. No matter how many crops of growth there are throughout these 2 years. Because otherwise it just should have said, mispa shonim, or mispa tvus. Well, it must have just 2. Now that it says b'mispashneitvus mashma, as many crops as there are throughout these 2 years as lekeach has, he has a right to eat it and it all his. So this one was bought from him full, so he has a right to give it back empty at the end of the 2 years. So it came out that this lekeach ate 3 crops. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be mochro l'rishon b'mono? Let's say you sold your field, you sold your steachuzah to Reuven for $100. Now the first one, Reuven, sold it to a set to Shimon, but Messiah for $200. And now the original owner wants to come and redeem it back. After 2 years, he wants to redeem back his Te'achuzah. So Locher is, Ein Machashev Elim Arishin. He only goes according to the money, how much the first sale took place. So he sold it for $100, and we have to cheshbon how many more years there was supposed to be left until Yovel. So we see, divide that by the amount of years. Let's say there was 10 years left. He sold it for $100, so it comes out each year is worth $10. If you want to redeem it back 2 years later, so there's only have to pay $80 to redeem it. And we don't go after the cheshbon now that Reuven sold it to Shimon for $200. Shneva, the pasuk says, Liyish Hashem Mocha Loi, that the person that you sold it to, the first one. Dika Dika, Shneva Lish, to that person that you first sold it to, you go after his cheshbon how much you have to redeem it by. So here you go to Kula for the first Meicher. Now, what's going to be? Mochro l'rishim b'masayim. The first owner sold his field to Reuven for $200. Then later, Reuven sold it to Shimon, and Mochro l'rishim l'sheni b'mona. Reuven sold to Shimon for $100. How do we know now that when the first owner comes and redeems it back, that he go to Kula against him, and say, Ein ha-machashev elim achron, you only have to pay according to the second price, the $100. How much that would be divided by the amount of years left to Yovel? So we go Lekulu for the Mecher again. Shneva, the Pasuk says, V'chishev Hashnei Mimkoroi V'eshev Esoidif Lish Hashem Mochaloi. So we dash near the word Lish means Lish Hashem B'Soichloi, the person that's in the field right now. So we dash in both ways Lekulu here, that this original owner, when he comes to redeem it back, he has the right to go Lekulu. If the first price was cheap, he goes according to the first price. If the second price was cheap, he goes according to the second price. And the Gemara will teach us how do we know to go to Kula both ways. Now the Mishnah says, Tam alochom, lo yimcha barochoik v'yigo b'korof. You have no right if you sold the field, then to go redeem it back. Where do you get your money to redeem it back? You want to sell a different field that you own far away, so you want to sell that far away field in order to buy back the close field that you know how to do. The same thing, baroch. Let's say you own a bad field, and you want to sell the bad field in order to have money, the yigal be offered to redeem back the good field. That you know what to do. The same thing, will you be not to borrow money, the yigal, to redeem it back. We'll see all this in the Gemara. The Pasuk says, the matzah is only if you have new money, something new that you get now, you could redeem the field that you sold. And not with something that you had before, or not with something that you have to borrow. The same thing, will you go to chatzoy, you're not allowed to redeem it back halfway. You have to redeem back the whole field, not half a field. Let's say a person is makdish his field, and he wants to redeem it back from Hegdish, here the lacha is mutta bekulon. You're allowed to do all these things. You can sell other fields that you own to get the money to redeem it back from Hegdish. You could sell a beit field, you could borrow money, and you could even redeem back half of your field. He's a certain halacha that a hedyot is more chamor than you know it's a hegdish. Nothing more says. Tanur Rabban, learn like this. Machra the rishim b'mon. Let's say you sold your field to the first one for $100. Or machra rishim l'sheni b'mesayim. Then the first one sells it to the second one for $200. So again, minayin, how do we know to say the din of the Mishnah? That shein the mechashev el imarishon, you have a right to go l'kula and only pay according to the cheshbon of the $100. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says leish asher mochaloi. Mash lishmi is the first one that you sold it to. So you go l'kula, you go after his cheshbon. Now, how do we know to say mochra l'rishon b'masayim l'kesh? You sold it to the first one for $200, or mochra rishon l'sheni, and then the first one sold it to the second one the money for $100. So now the last sale was for 100. Minayin, how do I know to say shein mechash v'ne elim hasheni? That when the original owner comes to redeem it back, it goes after the $100 cheshbon. The way he was sold to the second one, it goes l'kula. Talmudim again, the pasuk says l'ish. So dash means this Hashem b'seichai. So the person that's inside the field right now, we go after his cheshbon. If he paid 100, so the original owner has the right to redeem it according to the cheshbon of $100 for the amount of years that would be left until yevil. And according to that cheshbon, he deducts how many years passed by, and he has to pay the rest. Hebrew Rebbe, these are the words of Rebbe. That you go the kula for the original meicher. Rebbe doistoi ben Yudu Reimer. The Talmud says like this, Mochro loy b'mono, let's say the original owner sold the field for 100. Veshbicha, now the field by itself became worth much more. The Yom Dal Mestayim is worth $200 now. Minan, how do we know to say in this case? Not that the first one sold it to a second one, just by the first one itself it became worth more. So Minan, how do we know to say? Shein mechashev el b'mono, that you only have to pay according to Chedrin of $100, how much was worth at the beginning, not how much it's worth right now. Shneimer, the pasuk says, for hoshev esoidif, you have to give back the leftover money. That's when you sold the field, and now you come to redeem it back, so you have to pay back the leftover money. So vidash noidif shebiyodai, that's left over from you, from your original sale. So your original sale was for $100. According to that cheshbon, you have to redeem it back right now. What's going to be machur lebemasayim? First, you sold the field to Reuven for $200. The chsif, when the field becomes worth less, the yom da'amon, and right now, b'shash, you come to redeem it back, the field is only worth $100. So minan, how do we know to say shein mechash v'nele b'moni, you have a right to redeem it the way it's worth right now for $100? Shneimer, the pasuk says, for hoshev esoidif, return back the extra money. So idash shenoidif shebekarka, the extra money of what the karka itself is worth. So do not go bust on the money you have from the first sale, but go after the way the karka is worth right now. That's the Rabbi Yisroel ben Yudah dashed to psukim, but the same thing l'kula. So again, Rabbi dashes this pasuk when the first one sold it to a second one, and Rabbi Yisroel dashes the pasuk now when the first one holds onto it, just as a question whether the worth. The value of the karka goes up or it goes down. So where it says ben my benayu, what's the difference how we dashen these tukim that goes on the first meicher, or the first lekev, or the second one to go on the karka itself? So where in both ways to go to kula. So where it says the nafkamina would be the iker. First the karka was worth $200. Vizol, then the karka came down to be worth only $100. But the iker, then now at the time when you come in to redeem, it's worth back again $200. So this would be enough gemina. So Rashi says like this: Kishemach will have a Messiah. First, he sold the 200. Or machra rishon l'sheni b'mono, and the first one sold the second for 100. Then the siakra b'yachen became worth more by the second one. They came worth the $200. So according to Rabbi Diyama Liisha Shebesoich, the one that's in there right now, so lo yoyev el b'mono kama diyoyev bei. Shani. According to Rebbe, it's easy to go boss of the first one's value or the second one's value. So my answer, when the second one bought it, he only paid $100, he'll only have to redeem it according to the $100 cheshbon. But the Rebbe story, according to Rebbe story, you'll have to pay according to the $200 cheshbon here. Because the Yarmiv tells me the oidip, leftover money, doesn't make a difference. But Yosef and Shokol, he took 200 for the first one,
Then you go, boss, the leftover money of the second sale was also 200. So you go, boss, the leftover of the money, in both cases, the money left over is 200. Just according to Rebbe, this case will also be lekula, that you have a right to say, go, boss, of the sale. So go, boss, of the second sale, it was for $100, and you only have to redeem it according to the cheshbon of $100. This would be enough.
Now the Gemara asks the question, only my de lekula, who says, how do we know to make these drushes? That you could be proiderit lekula for the moicher. Duma maybe lekuma, maybe you have to be machmir for the moicher, for the original moicher. So much less second that, I don't think like this. This svar is the goma gula gula mi eved ivri. We learn out from eved ivri that just like over there we go lekula for the eved to be paid himself, here also that the original odin that sold his teachuzim when he goes to be gold to redeem it, we go lekula for him. The last question, v'hosim and known, how do we know the eved ivri gufo we go lekula? Titanya, the sug we have in Gemara and Kedushin, that there it's like this, nimcha b'mon, let's say an eved sold himself for $100. Vishbiach, then it became worth more. For Yom Adal Messiah, now it's worth $200. So we know, how do we know to say, Shein Mechash Venela Mimona, when he wants to redeem himself back, we only make the Cheshbon as if he was worth $100. That's what he was sold for. We know, never did he work for 6 years. So he wants to redeem himself back, we have to divide it by six and take off how many years are to go. Shinema, because the Pasuk says, Mikesef Mikonosoi. So he has to redeem himself according to the money that he was sold for. That's how we know the kula, we're going after only 100. What's going to be the opposite way? Let's say the Yevid was Nimka b'Masayim. He was sold for $200. Vichsev, then it became worth less. For Yamad Amona, now when the Yevid wants to redeem himself, he's only worth $100. So Minayin, how do I know to say, Shein Nechash v'Nelu Mimona, will let the Yevid Ivri redeem himself according to the Cheshvan of 100, not according to 200 the way he was sold for. Shneim and the Pasuk says, Kefi Shonov, according to his years. Rashi says, Mashma Kefi Shonim Shoma Ben, Kloima Lefi Mashu Shava B'yeis Hashor, what he's worth right now. We go Lekula. Now again, V'yein Liyel Eved Ivri Hanim Kulev Gehovim. These Pesukim are talking about an Eved Ivri that was sold to a guy. So there, there's a svar to say we want it to be easier to redeem himself to get away from the guy. Shenigal v'yodal eliyona. Then we understand why the eved ivri has the upper hand, because we want him to go free from the guy. But nimkal yisrael minayin. If an eved ivri was sold to another Jew, how do we know also we go to kula for his gula? And this Talmudim, the pasuk says, "Sochi sochel zera shavo." Says the word "sochi" or "v'chisasid yagir b'soysov." It says, "Tifachem ki yemei schir yia imoi." Uksevosam nikol yisrael ki mishna scha sochi avod avdecha. So we learn out "sochi sochi" that the same halacha by nimkal lebekachovim. We call the kula the same thing nimkal yisrael. Nothing more says. Amr Abaye says, "You should know."